Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
I'm a somewhat newer listener to your show. I love it, and I have quite a few stories that I would like to share with you guys. And I'll just give you guys one today, and I'll call back in another time and give you the others. So, nothing creepy or scary. Let me start by saying that I have never really been a religious person, didn't really have any deep beliefs in what happens, you know, after we leave this earth. And one day in 2007, I lost my son. And it was a tragic accident. We were on vacation in the Bahamas and riding on jet skis. And my daughter driving the other jet ski hit us. And my son was 7 at the time. And it broke his neck. So he was instantly killed. Needless to say, you know, I was traumatized. And after the funeral, I would walk around the house and I would be so deep in my grief. I would look at my pictures of him and stare at the pictures and I would say, baby, I don't know if you can hear me, but if you can, find a way to get in touch with me. So I would do that all the time. And I did that because I was scared. He was such a mama's boy. And I thought, if there is something after this, he's probably freaking out because he's not around me. He can't see me. What would he be thinking? And so fast forward about 6 months after he passed, me and his father had been divorced for a long time. And his father calls me up and says, I got a message from our son. Like, what? Like, what do you mean? And he says that this guy that he works with, his wife, is a medium, and she said that our son came to her, and she had a message for him and a message for me. So needless to say, I'm, like, freaking out, and I'm like, well, what's her number? Can I talk to her? So he gives me her number. I call her. We talk. And she starts telling me, you know, yeah, she said I was meditating and your son came in and he started talking to me. And I generally don't accept strangers like that in, but for some reason I couldn't just push him away. Like, I felt like I needed to hear what he had to say. And she's like, this happened a little while ago and I was, you know, scared to talk to you guys because I don't know how it's going to be received. So she began to tell me about his very first messages to her. She goes to tell me that he says, my birthday is coming up. He tells her about what his favorite toy was and how his mommy blames herself for his passing, which I kind of had. Because I felt like if I had never rented the jet skis, that would have never happened. And he told her to tell me that it's not my fault, that it was just his time. And so because I'm a grief-stricken mom and I don't necessarily trust everybody, I asked her some very specific questions because at any time she could talk to him if she wanted to. So I started asking her detailed questions so I could find, like, she knew the answer to this, then I'm like, I know she's definitely talking to my son. And so I asked her to tell me, like, you know, what's in the top drawer of his dresser in his bedroom. And she was able to tell me that it was swimming awards from swim meets that he would on. So I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. Okay. And then so I told her, I said, well, have him tell you how me and him always tell each other we love one another. And it's a very different way. Don't know anybody else. Maybe there's someone else who talks like that, but this was just within our family. Like, no one else outside the house ever even heard us talk like that. So we would say, I would say, I love you infinity times infinity. And so that's what I was looking for her to say. And that is exactly what she came back with. And also, I said, well, what's my nickname for him? Now, his own father didn't even know the nickname that I had for my son. And she was like, I want to say it's like Buddha, you know, like the Buddha. And then she stopped and she was, no, it's Buka, like B-U-C-A. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so my son was really smart. The things that he told her from the beginning, you know, to pique my interest, to see that, you know, yes, Mom, this is me. I did hear you. I do want to get a message to you. I do want you to know, okay, I'm okay. And then for her to be able to, you know, tell me these very specific things about him, I was like, it's proof. You know, there is life.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.